From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. The two sides failed to overcome disagreements over key issues. Ambassadors from the 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements, and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with the leaders of France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. A White House statement says there will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges about Europe's eastern and southern periphery, as well as mutual efforts to advance negotiations on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. The United Nations Refugee Agency is confirming reports that as many as 500 people may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea. The incident happened April 8th. Citing survivor accounts, the UNHCR said Wednesday a boat attempting to transfer passengers to a larger ship capsized and sank. U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have recently seen rising tensions over differing approaches to Iran and the fight against terrorism. The meeting came a day ahead of the meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were the big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. Elaine Kamark of the Brookings Institution says Clinton opponent Senator Bernie Sanders has not yet been beaten.
The question is, will something happen that makes Sanders a powerful enough candidate to be able to say to the superdelegates, yeah, you should come to the convention and vote for me? So far that hasn't happened, but obviously it's possible.
The next key date is April 26th with Republican and Democratic primaries in five states: Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The U.S. Supreme Court says Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in frozen assets to the American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. In a 6-2 ruling Wednesday, the court upheld a 2012 law concerning the distribution of the funds. It awarded damages to the relatives of the Marines killed in a 1983 terrorist attack in Beirut and of those killed in other attacks. One local and two state employees are facing criminal charges stemming from the water crisis that continues to plague the Midwestern U.S. city of Flint, Michigan. The three were charged Wednesday with evidence tampering and several other felonies and misdemeanors. Other charges may be filed. Almost 18 months ago, officials switched Flint's water source, and residents began drinking and bathing with water tainted with toxic lead. Flint has been under a state of emergency for 4 months, while residents use filters and bottled water. The United States believes the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria is still in place. A State Department spokesman says the level of fighting remains below where it was before the truce went into effect at the end of February. A Norwegian court has ruled that mass murderer Anders Breivik's human rights have been violated during his imprisonment. The Oslo District Court ruled Wednesday that Breivik's 5 years in isolation violates the European Convention on Human Rights. The court dismissed claims that the government had violated his right to privacy and family life. The court ordered the government to pay Breivik's legal costs of $41,000. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the United States will provide nearly $40 million in new humanitarian assistance for nations in Africa's Lake Chad region. She says the money will help people whose lives have been affected by the Boko Haram violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.